Torah of Awakening Daily Practice with Brian Yosef Schachter Brooks.
Lesson 7.
In this final lesson of the Level 1 Daily Practice course, we will finish learning the form of the Amidah, adding the chanting and movements for the gratitude section and the closing. Enjoy. 1. Upon arising, Mode Ani. 2. Hand washing. Take the vessel of water with your right hand, and then pass it to your left hand. Pour some water over your right hand. Then pass the vessel to your right hand and pour some water over your left hand. Pass back to your left hand and repeat the process 2 more times, so that each hand is washed 3 times. Bring your awareness to your movements and to the feeling of the water, holding the intention of cleansing yourself inwardly from the influence of any negative energies. You can think of each one as you pour, washing away anger, craving, anxiety, fear, depression, or anything else you would like to cleanse from yourself. When you are finished, take a moment and raise your hands, inwardly dedicating your actions to embody sacred qualities such as love, awareness, service, and any other qualities you would like to bring into your life at this time. 3. Tzitzit. Take a moment to examine the tzitzit to see that they are not torn or tangled. Now, stand and hold the talit katan, or large talit, in readiness, chanting.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav itzivanu ha-mitzvah tzitzit. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity, eternal unity of all existence, revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation through the mitzvah of tzitzit. Now put on the talit. Take the front tzitzit in your hand and kiss them. They are your constant reminder to engage in this sacred work.
Four, hand washing blessing. Sit with open hands, palms upward, chanting. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Itzivanu Anetilat Yadayim. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity, eternal unity of all existence, revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation through the washing of hands. 5. Torah blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Itzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity, eternal unity of all existence, revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation through immersing ourselves in words of Torah. 6. Shema. Hear. Breathing in, filling the body with light, and projecting Shema upwards. Shema. Breathing in again, filling the body with light, projecting Yisrael downwards. Yisrael. Breathing in, filling with light. Breathing out, Adonai, projecting forwards. Breathing in, filling with light, projecting Eloheinu backwards. Eloheinu. Breathing in, filling with light, projecting Adonai to the right. Filling with light, projecting Echad to the left. Echad. So bringing in the light from the left. Baruch from the right. Shem from behind. Kivod from the front. Malchuto from below, Leolam from above, Va'ed.
4, we began to learn about the three types of prayer: awe, petitionary, and gratitude. In your Amidah practice up to this point, you've been focusing on the first two, awe and petitionary. The Amida begins with words designed to invoke a feeling of awe and wonder by bringing to mind your own existence as emanating from a vast chain of ancestors receding into the infinite past, beyond human life, beyond the planet Earth, into the mystery of creation. This type of contemplation can lift you quickly from the ordinary mental world of mundane concerns into an awareness of that which is beyond understanding, so that your thinking mind can simply fall open in awe and wonder at the mystery of being. As we discussed, the object of this petitionary prayer is not to control or manipulate, but more to confess and surrender, to put your needs and desires in the hands of the ultimate, with humility and honesty, so that your mind and heart can be clean and free. In this final lesson, we now move to the last part of the Amida, which is gratitude. After giving ourselves permission to focus on what we desire, we acknowledge and give thanks for what we already have. Gratitude is simple, but it's so, so important. It isn't merely about being gracious or saying thank you. It's a complete life attitude. When you're oriented not toward gratitude, but instead toward taking things for granted, there's nothing that can make you happy. You will always be focused on the negative or on what you don't have. On the other hand, when your pattern of thinking is based on gratitude, even great hardship cannot shake your basic peace and happiness. This is because the most precious and vital things are already with us. We need only take notice of them and give thanks. Like your next breath, for example. Is there anything more important in this moment than taking your next breath? So in doing gratitude, this is a great place to begin. The gratitude section of the Amida begins with a bow. As you bow forward, let your body movements be a signal to yourself to become aware of the gift of your breathing. If you are unable to bow or to perform any of the physical movements, just do whatever you can to symbolize the movements or visualize the movements internally. Then, invite awareness of other blessings in your life and give thanks in whatever way feels natural to you. Also, even though the words for this section are spontaneous, try and accustom yourself to speaking them softly but out loud so that you can hear yourself speak. The Amida is davened quietly but not silently. For many people, speaking words of prayer spontaneously out loud can feel awkward at first and daunting. Over time, it will feel more and more natural, and this is a sign that an inner transformation is occurring. Practice every day with commitment and love. Ultimately, it is only through working with yourself on a daily basis that deep, lasting transformation can occur. As we move into this last piece of the final lesson of IJP Level 1, I wish you great success and blessing on your path, and I look forward to hearing from you about how you're doing.
7. The Amida. Standing. Take 3 steps backwards. And then 3 steps forward. And then chant. Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. Hashem, open my lips and my mouth will speak your praise. Bend your knees, chanting, Baruch. Straighten your knees and bow forward, chanting, Ata. And straighten your body upright as you chant, Adonai Eloheinu Velohe Avoteinu. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity and divinity of our ancestors. Taking a moment now to contemplate that your life is transmitted to you through an unbroken chain through countless generations and beyond. Feel the life force within that unites this infinite chain.
Next, take a couple of minutes to pray for anything that's important to you to manifest at this time.
We now move into the section of giving thanks. First, slowly bow in gratitude. Then, straighten and take a few moments to give thanks for whatever you were moved to give thanks for. Now, conclude with a final bow and straighten. Take 3 steps back. Bow left and chant,
Oh, say shalom bimromav.
Bow to the right and chant,
Hu yaseh shalom aleinu.
Bow forward and say,
Ve'al kol Yisrael, Ve'al kol yoshvei tevel, V'imru Amen.
Straightening. The one who makes peace in the heights, make peace upon us, upon all Israel, upon all who dwell on earth, and say, Amen. Meditation. And coming back to a seated position, relaxed, but also alert. Preferably keeping the back straight, not leaning. Opening your senses. What sounds are you hearing in this moment? Can you hear distance between different sounds? What is it that you are feeling inside? Without needing to name or label any feelings. See if you can just open yourself to be with them as they are. To be with your body as it is. Resting your awareness on the flow of your breathing. Relaxing yourself from the thoughts in your mind. Being aware of thoughts as they arise, but not to follow them. To accept them and allow them to dissipate. And and sitting in this awareness and presence. We'll be in silence for the remaining time. Thank you for devoting your time. May you be blessed to bring your awareness and openness to each moment of this day. Until tomorrow, be well.